Thank you for listening. And if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the podcast. You know, just click on that little subscribe button on iTunes if you have. Thanks very much, and tell all your friends. And if you haven't yet as well, leave us a 5-star review. Leave a little comment there and help us out. Help spread the word, because you are good people. And now, hit the music.
Ace Podcast.
Hi, this is Alex M.
And this is Morgan S.
And you're listening to Coming Clean Podcast with Sam and Marty. Can I get
down like this? This is Coming Clean Podcast.
With Sam and Marty.
On this episode of the Coming Clean Podcast, we talk about Heidi sort of playing some games with Spencer, LC doing well at work, and so much more. Let's do this. Hello, welcome, happy Friday the 13th, ooh, scary.
We're in October, anything can happen.
Oh yeah, it is the Coming Clean Podcast, the retrospective podcast about MTV's iconic shows, Laguna Beach and the Hills. As always, I am the president of the Lonely Girl 15 fan club, aka the boy who chugs LaCroix, but only the citrus kinds, because the rest tastes like fruit farts, but coconut is fine, and mango, not too bad, and the apple cranberry, coming around to
that's all of them.
No, never the berry. Never the berry, okay. Never the peach. Or pear? Peach pear? Pear peach. No, peach pear Snapple. A.K.A. the writer of Sins, Not Tragedies, A.K.A. Lynn Manuel Miranda Cosgrove. So I may not drink Pear LaCroix, but I got my Pear phone on deck because I am the Fallout man. So ladies, watch out, because I'm known to drop a heart and break a name. But don't worry, I'm very nice. You know me best as the bro that runs the show. My name is Marty, and with me, as always, the man with the face of a Hollywood lead, but he can't read, a.k.a. Baby Shiloh and Baby Suri's biological father, a.k.a. Sammy California, a.k.a. Helen of Troy Bolton, so get your head in the game. He is larger than life, a.k.a. the Backstreet Man. Don't you ever call him T-Mobile, because he ate my sidekick. Mr. Visually Rewarding, it's Sam.
It's such a pleasure and a welcome to be here today.
Friday the 13th, spooky, spooky episode of the podcast coming through. Oh, that's scary. I'm just noticing Friday the 13th and Halloween in the same month?
And pregnancy scares?
we'll
all
get
things
to
spooky.
Oh, man. Well, let's get to some headlines before we get too spooked out. I don't know.
The Hills Headlines.
All right, we got shout-outs to give out. Hills Headlines, who's leading the way?
Talon Tatro? I don't even know his last name, but
Torreiro?
Talon from
Torreiro? Torreiro? Torreiro.
Yeah.
Terrarium?
From Laguna Beach fame, season 2 and season 1, had a baby.
Ew.
We thought we were home free, but we were mistaken.
One more baby. Shout out to Talon. Congrats. I'm trying to look for the applause button. I can't find it. Oh, there it is. Yay! Yep, just when you thought the babies were over, one more follows. And is there anyone left who's pregnant?
Who's left? Who's Steven? Steven doesn't have a baby yet.
No, Steven. Lowe doesn't.
I don't think
Morgan S.
Trey does. Trey, I don't think doesn't. Dieter does.
Polster. No, Dieter. I think he's next. They're pregnant, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Big
I think.
News.
Unless I'm just like, that's how rumors start. Don't sue us, but I'm pretty sure his wife is pregnant. Dieter.
I'll have to stop into the hotel and double check with him.
I'm fact checking right now, but either way, congrats, Dieter. All right, any other headlines coming out of our friends?
No, I don't think so. I haven't seen anything in the news. Other than Heidi and Spencer made it on to Us Weekly, I believe.
Ah.
They supposedly that they outgrossed or sold more copies than Elsie's Babies. Whoa. On People.
Wow. Who's claiming this? Was it Spencer?
Who was surprised? Spencer. So we take it as fact.
Well, if he bought $26,000 worth of crystals for the baby, he probably bought like $400,000 worth of Us Weekly copies.
Hey, those will be collector's items. People online have been saying they've been trying to find them at like Targets and stuff and cannot.
Oh, really? We might have to start hoarding them. I got to go to since I'm in Minnesota, I got to get to the Super Target and maybe they got them there.
Well, they probably have like, well, you get your card done.
Yeah.
You can pick up some magazines.
Yeah. Just check out with that and like, I don't know.
Yeah. I know where you're going with
too
that.
Too late in the week. But anyway, enough of that. This episode is called What to Expect. It's episode 47 of the Coming Clean podcast. We talk about the Hills. So let's talk about the Hills.
The Hills highlights.
Season 2, episode 2. What is this called, Sam?
When You Least Expect It.
Oh, super creepy. Really living the creepy theme here. Let's kick it off and let's start with Heidi and Spencer, because
yeah, I would like to personally apologize that we did not partially discuss the pregnancy of Heidi taking the actual exam. We did not mention it last week.
Did she take it last week?
Yeah, she took it at the end of the episode.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Yeah, that's why she like rushed by Elsie. So this is now a continuation of that last scene.
Oh, okay. Set the stage for us.
So Heidi, after her date with Spencer, she was feeling a little nauseous, had to go home. Maybe it was some bad clams, but she's been apparently feeling nauseous all week.
All the food that you pick, it's clams.
I mean, I feel like clams are pretty standard. Pretty standard sickness.
Antonio's,
like,
right?
I don't know. Or Don Antonio's. Yeah. Oh, it could have been the Mexican.
Yeah, those beans fighting back. The musical fruit.
Yeah. A little too many huevos rancheros.
Shouts to beans.
We've all been there.
Yeah, true. Relatable.
Beans are a great source of protein. So if you're a vegetarian or vegan, beans are a great source of protein.
Are you a pinto or a black bean guy?
Ooh, I'm more a pinto guy because I like how they always specify it's with bacon.
Yeah, I was just about to mention that. Like, they keep saying that at like Chipotle and places like that, like it's a bad thing.
And I'm like, yeah, give me two. Yeah. So
you know this has bacon, right? It's like, can you just give me the bacon? Anyway.
Not the beans. Bacon and sauce, please.
Yeah. Can I get pinto with the bacon? Hold the pinto? Sorry. Okay, keep going.
So Heidi was feeling a little nervous, had to leave work early and take a pregnancy test.
She's really feeling comfortable at Bolt House now. She's just taking days off, like half days, step it out.
It's been 4 months. Seems like it's been like years that she's been there.
Yeah.
So basically then Heidi comes down and talks to Elsie. She's not pregnant, just feels a little queasy.
Mm-hmm.
And she just drops the bomb on Elsie that she thought she was pregnant.
Right.
And Elsie, being the good friend she is, she's like, why didn't you tell me?
Right.
All very concerned. And it seems like maybe Heidi's starting to hide some things. This could be, you know, a beginning of the end. Because personally, you have friends for a reason. And it's like, you can tell your friends anything.
Right.
For the most part. And especially like a pregnancy is like something you do tell your friends. not necessarily she's going to tell Spencer right away, but you got to tell, like, your friends right. that, like, stuff, something's going down.
Oh, God. Heidi's right there.
Yeah, and it's... I mean, if something huge like that happens, I don't know if they never showed it, but I don't know if she called her parents or something. But, like, something like that, you can't just keep it to yourself.
Yeah, like, I tell you guys if I found a dollar on the street. You're definitely being told if, like, if I got pregnant.
The funny thing is that our listeners, the good people... You know, that's a good example that you gave, but, you know, we tell each other even more mundane stuff than that.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I was just trying to give a good example yeah. that's a little relatable.
I saw a guy wearing, like, a funny hat on the subway. Is there a pic? No, I just saw him. Okay.
Classic.
Oh, yeah, so she tells Elsie. Elsie, obviously, supportive friend. And now we get to her having to tell Spencer. And, whew, thoughts on that?
So, I'm kind of frustrated, actually.
At who?
So, at Heidi.
Oh, okay. Go. Yeah.
Because, for one, she calls Spencer acting all, like, ominous that, like, she set it up to be, the way she's told Spencer was that, oh, I took a pregnancy test, I wasn't feeling well, and kind of got... Spencer actually seemed like he was like, it's your body, do what you want. Like,
right. I was going to say, like, Spencer.
He seemed like super amped about it.
Yeah. I was going to say, Spencer really took it well. Not just well, like, he said pretty much the right thing. Like, it was like 100% yeah. on the test.
Yeah. Like, I feel like a lot of people, like, possibly dudes out there would have been like, all right, get in my car and, like, drive away.
Right.
And
he didn't even go, like,
no, he didn't flinch.
He wasn't like, oh, what? Are you serious? Like, he was like,
that is crazy.
More like,
you're so chill, you don't see what people are doing.
Probably because
he's a big boy.
But yeah, I'm surprised he didn't, like, hold up his hand and was like, see these nerves? I'm not even shaking.
Yeah, but I was also shocked, and... That immediately, I was like, wait, so why were we supposed to hate Spencer? Because the guy, just first two episodes, you know, first one kind of sketchy, but, you know, there was drinking involved and confusion. But this one, I'm like, you...
And nobody DTR'd, actually, so...
Right.
Another good point.
True. But yeah, this episode, the way he took the news, I was like, all right, if I would have to, you know, receive that kind of news, I know what to say now. And I'm going to have to quote Spencer Pratt, of all people.
In the words of Spencer Pratt.
Yeah. Because, yeah.
It's your body, and you can do what you want with it, and I will support you.
Right. He was like, I'm Team Heidi all the way. You know, you got to do what you got to do. I'm like, what?
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Heidi's like, well, JK. I'm not pregnant. Like, And then Spencer had the right to be pissed.
Yes.
Like, he was like, what the hell?
His reaction to that as well was very appropriate. And I was like, this guy is just, like, firing off all cylinders right now. Because, yeah, he's like, I'm kind of annoyed. Like, that's irritating that you had to do that. You did that.
Yeah, it's a little crazy to, like, I feel like that's just too stereotypical of, like, certain situations in the world, or you just see it through TV.
Right.
And then, but this is, like, reality. Like, stuff like this does happen where yeah. significant other is, like, kind of set up the other significant other and, like, put them through him or her through tests.
Right.
And, like, I guess she was happy to see that Spencer passed it, but then now Spencer's, like, pissed. But he also, like, kind of got over it pretty easily. Yeah. I feel like I would have taken that kind of seriously and, you know, been a little angry a little bit longer, but right. he kind of got over it pretty quickly. Set up another date.
Yep. Yeah, so for the most part, you know, Spencer was very mature about the whole thing, despite Heidi not being the opposite pretty much. And, you know, I was impressed. I was impressed by Spencer. And I had another point. Oh, I was going to say, this is like, if this happened in 2017, this would be on YouTube. And it's like, GF pranks BF. So, like, oh, I feel sick. And then as he's saying that, Well, I guess she didn't get the reaction she wanted. She would have wanted him to, like, freak out and then be like, yeah. It's a prank. It's a prank.
And then everybody loses all their careers because that's just how everything goes.
Yeah. The it's the 50
the good people would be the good people would be all over it.
Yeah, but I'm sure I don't know how, if that was written, if you know they were like, we gotta set up Spencer to just sort of build him up so the fall is harder and greater, but we'll see. We're only on episode 2 with Spencer and Heidi trying to stir up drama already, but just making me look forward to what's to come. All right. Any other points you want to hit in this Heidi and Spencer world?
And just that after that little interaction, Spencer seemed to reach out to Audrina to set up another date. And
oh, right. I forgot about that
good,
part.
Yeah, it was good to see that Audrina just shut him down.
Yes.
And so there's two things. One, in a world, you know, where they Heidi and Spencer already defined the relationship, that this would make Spencer look a little shady.
Right.
But Spencer and Heidi aren't really official. They're dating, but it's hard. It's a weird situation when it's like he might like somebody, but he might also like Audrina. So yep. He's still dating both.
Right.
But Audrina is already privy to his situation, so it looks like that she's sticking to her guns and just cutting him off.
Right. My other caveat here, my other concern, but I will talk about it as if kayfabe only, but I'm going to throw it out there. I'm going to say maybe they're playing with the timing a little bit here.
Oh, like the timelines are off?
Yeah. Like, this could have probably happened immediately, maybe a long before the whole pregnancy scare, but, like, immediately after the initial party.
Ah, gotcha.
But, because, I mean, Heidi sort of brought up Audrina in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Spencer, like, shut it down. So it's either he was lying to her or he already got shut down.
Yes.
The way they set it up is that it looks like he got shut down after, and he's just saying that he was already shut down.
Yes, and I don't know. Maybe I'm being worked by Spencer right now.
He's the king of kings.
All right. Well, more from Heidi and Spencer coming up in the next few weeks. But as you can see, they're already setting up some bits. So. You know, excited to see what's to come. And now we move on to LC getting a chance to redeem herself in the eyes of Lisa.
Yeah, LC going to work, well, through the help of Lisa, setting this up for this designer, Ashley Page, who does bathing suits. She has a fashion show coming up. She basically... I don't know. It seems like she's like, oh, you got to help out with this fashion show, where it's like, it's more like, it seems like they're just passing around free labor to these designers from Teen Vogue.
Right. Yeah, that was weird.
Well, she was a big friend of this Ashley, who was the editor chief in Teen Vogue, but now she's at Architectural Digest, trying to revamp their social media and everything like that. But, yeah, it was just weird that, and then Lisa was so like warm to Whitney when they came into the office to learn about this, and then she was like so, I don't know, she kind of like looked down upon LC.
Right, you sure you can handle this?
Exactly. So she like put a lot of pressure on LC, and LC really, she took it over the top. She did her hands on deck.
Oh, before that,
kicking butt.
Before that, what I don't understand. To your point, Lisa did put a lot of pressure on LC and even Whitney, just saying that how important this is. Why are you doing that to interns? Like, Bryce, what's his name? Bruce? Bryce? Brayden? Brandon.
Brian.
Brian?
No.
Bray. Bryce. Brick?
Nope.
Bob.
Yeah.
Bob should be there. like supervising them. Like you don't just send two interns unless it is like a just a solid of. Okay, first of all, it's Teen Vogue, so I would have expected them to go there and cover it and write something about it, and not be like manual laborers answering the phone.
Maybe Elsie just got confused. Like this was the thing when I was watching it. Like I think I missed like the whole introduction. So I feel like she like went in there and the designer thought she was like a normal intern. Like it was like her first day.
Yeah. No, she literally walked in. I don't think you missed anything because she walked in and
the she started first digging out the candle.
Well, the first question was, can you answer phones? And then Elsie was like, yeah. And then Ashley did like a side comment of interns never know how to answer phones. Like her attitude throughout the whole thing was kind of crappy too. I didn't appreciate.
Yeah, which like is that just the fashion industry? Is that like just industry we don't understand? Because the whole she was like Ashley Page was like trippy out there,
yeah,
asking about like digging out the money candle, but then like there she was like walked up to those people just like sitting on the couch and was just like, oh, you're just pretty, you can just like sit there all day,
right?
And like us ugly people have to like work hard. I don't know. It was kind of mean.
Yeah, I don't know what her deal was. She seemed kind of mean, but also like I don't know if she was just trying to be like funny, and people just knew that was like her. If that's like her working style, then the people working around her are like used to it because there's people like that, and they can be pretty funny. But yeah, since that's our like first exposure to her, it came off a little strong and kind of condescending to LC.
Yeah, I felt bad.
Yeah. Can you like put flowers on this but not make it tacky? It's like you're the designer, just draw the thing and I'll paste the thing where you want me to paste it.
Or like, why didn't you do this ahead of time? You should have been a little more proactive with your day.
Yeah, why are you spending money on money candles? That's why you're not making money.
I like Elsie's solution of like, I'm pretty sure there's some across the street. Like she's like, oh, we got it across the street. And like, why don't you just buy a new one?
Smart.
Nope. You got to finish this one to the last drop. That's how it works. That's how a money candle works.
So I Googled Ashley Page. Doesn't seem to be huge. She did have a failed reality show coming off the heels of this.
Oh. Got that Hills heat.
Yeah. I think it was like not necessarily a spinoff, but yeah, she definitely got a show that ran for like a season. I didn't read through it, but it was like 08. So yeah, it was immediately after the Hills. It was like Total Bikini or whatever.
Oh.
But yeah, so I mean, not the, she would, hold on. Bikini or Bust is what it was called.
Yeah, 2008. Didn't really seem like anything really happened. She only has a Facebook. She doesn't even have like a website.
Yeah. So who knows? Well, who knows? Ashley, you know, if you're not busy, hit us up at Coming Clean Pod. Tell us what you're up to, and you know, we can maybe help you out, get you some new customers. Who knows?
If you do men's bathing suits, I am in the market.
Oh. I'll stick to if you make boxer briefs.
Just Speedo.
I can't pull those off. All right. So LC, you know, stepping up to the plate, doing a good job, digging out the wick from the money candle, design or being able to add flowers to the umbrella without making it tacky. You know, that tying the bikinis just right and, you know, running the show pretty much without a hitch. It got pretty stressful. She gets thrown off a little bit with a weird call from Brody Jenner.
Spin-off. Yeah, I mean, I would be, and who else would be, I mean, anybody would be thrown off by a phone call but Brody Jenner. My issue with that is, Why didn't she just let it go to? Yeah, don't answer. Like it's when people are like lining up, things are going on, and then you answer the phone to have like a nice little convo, and it's like you're getting yelled at. Like you just wait.
Yeah,
he knows how to leave a message.
Also, she asked who it was, so it was an unknown number. So that's when you screen it, and you definitely let it go to voicemail. Like if it was
who talks on the phone.
Well, I mean, that was like clamshell phone days. But yeah, I would like open up with a T9 and be like, you busy? Can I call you? But I guess Brody's, you know, he's old fashioned like that. But yeah, don't answer it while you're at work. Especially if it's an unknown number. Like, why would you answer that? Like when my mom calls at what in business hours, I'm like, oh my God, somebody died.
Oh, but, yeah, it's the worst case scenario.
Yeah. And that's
even
like
if your mom texts you and it's like she doesn't say like, oh, can you talk? And you're like, right.
Yeah, it's like, oh, no, something's just going down. Because, yeah, like even my mom like knows like if I'm in the office, you don't just call the chat because she has work, too. And I can't just call her to chat when she's at work. So
that's the worst. I hate when people have conversations with like not work related on the phone.
Yeah.
Because I hate it because I know people can hear what I'm saying and then I'm hearing what all these other people are saying and I'm like, I shouldn't know.
The advantage of speaking a foreign language because when I push comes to shove, I just throw on the Filipino.
Oh, yeah. I would have no idea what you were saying.
But then you would all do the impressions. Pick up,
yeah, we'd pick up some words here or there. And yeah.
Did you just say my name? Okay, so again, just showing how much we love the rules. And, you know, business, you know, you're being paid to work. So when you're at work, work. And that's my take on that. And speaking of rules, let's talk about someone who does, in fact, rule. Brody Jenner. Welcome to the show. Came in hot.
Fantastic. What a fantastic character.
I was very impressed.
Yeah, he swept me off my feet.
Coming in with a pinstripe jacket. Was he in a full suit, no tie?
No. Not a full suit.
Okay.
I'm assuming like maybe like khaki pants or like jeans, yeah.
But yeah, pinstripe jacket. Not bad. Pulled it off.
Yep. Going to a nightclub kind of place or a lounge, which does not exist anymore. Closed. Social.
Oh, man.
Wasn't social enough.
Nope. But yeah, also I was
never got rid of reviews, but.
But I'm just sort of, that's a lot for a first date.
What, that where he went to? Or I think it was just drinks. I mean, they might have got food, but he was laying on
the like everything
suave. Like your smile, mm-hmm. I love being with you, like right. You look beautiful. Like he laid it on thick.
Yeah.
Really,
you know,
going after it.
Closer at the restaurant.
Yep.
You know, just we talk about a big, you know, point or a big point that we keep emphasizing is that these people are not good at first dates.
Brody Jenner
found the
is
exception to the rule.
Yep. He's just crushed it.
I will say, I there is no way I can pull that off. There's no way. Like, if I tried that on a first date, like what he did, unless I was in fact Brody Jenner, that's gonna be like the weirdest situation.
It's charisma, man. You gotta go for
I gotta like buy into my own hype and then just go for it. But
at this time, like, I wonder how, like, what he was known in the circles at that time, like in Hollywood.
True.
If you grew, like, a lot of these people grew up in that area, like, I feel like they might have known who he was,
especially because it was pre-Kardashian Jenner alliance.
Yes, but like, I mean, when Bruce was / Caitlyn was Bruce. Like, still a thing. Like, that's still a very famous family.
Right.
And he's kind of probably that playboy guy at the time. Still is, even though I think he's engaged now, married. Ooh, okay. But he's still doing, like, DJing nightclubs and stuff like that.
Right.
But he's still crushing it. He's the Prince of Hollywood.
Well, he was the top Jenner before, but now he's fairly low on the pecking order. But I think he prefers it that way. But yeah, very, very impressive first date skills by Brody. We can all learn a lot from that. Was a little nervous when he reached for, you know, the arm around over the shoulder while he was driving.
Oh,
I was like, you're driving an SUV,
Yeah, you need bench seats.
Yeah, that was just kind of awkward in an SUV. That's kind of a long reach. Like, even when he extended his arms, it was only, like, on her left shoulder.
Just a nice little pat on her shoulder.
Yeah.
Be like, I'm still here.
Yeah, I thought he was just going to, yeah, just, you know, establish, like, a physical connection, you know, just pat her on the shoulder or something.
A little Kino escalation. Oh,
yeah. I was trying not to say it. But yeah,
hey, you pick things up along the way.
I thought he was just going to do that, but no, he left it hanging. Just left a hand there.
And then did he, at the end when he dropped her off, did he go for the kiss on the lips, or they went hug, kiss on the cheek?
Yes.
Maybe try to hint for something more, but he kind of got stonewalled there.
Yeah, he did the kiss on the hand in the car, and then, yeah, hug, kiss on the cheek.
Yeah, he was trying to escalate it a little bit more, but Elsie was just, yeah. She was not fully ready for to pass up, you know, give up on Jason, or she's not ready to get into it, so.
And she did say initially that she wasn't ready for a relationship yet, and she was sort of forced into this, but it looked like she had fun, and, you know, second date probably imminent. And okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we like to see the connection out there.
Yeah. So, any final thoughts on this episode? No.
Anything? No, I think we actually I think we actually covered everything this time.
All right. Perfect. Well, before we crown some MVPs and flush people down, I want to tell the good people about our Ace Podcast partner, Super Co-op Squad. That is a weekly talk show all about discussing gaming, comics, and the movies and TV shows that spawn from them with a unique perspective from the minds of three very different gamers. This show is a crew of three friends who love chopping it up, that's what the copy says, about the games and all the media they love, and they thought, hey, we could do this. We do this all the time anyway, so let's do it in a podcast. Sounds familiar? Sure does. Join the Super Co-op Squad as they talk about gaming trends, up more. And they give their mostly unbiased opinions on everything from the current state of gaming to which Marvel and DC movies are the best. Come and enjoy the great banter between great friends, all about the topics you love and love to hate each week. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, and iTunes, or in our home, acepodcast.com/super-co-op-squad. Links in the description. All right, now we got a... Ooh, this is actually a tough week for me because there's so many possible nominees, but we got to crown one MVP of the week. Grab your
hands with me. It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
All right, Sam, who is deserving of this award this week?
I think there's one person I really want to give it to just out of love, but I'm going to have to give it to Elsie.
Whoa, Elsie! Reasons?
Just getting back in the saddle. She had a good date. Nothing really bad happened with Brody, and that she like succeeded in work. She's rising back up to the top, and I like to see that.
All right, shouts to LC there, finally finding her way out of the Jabron zone, and finally getting an MVP award. And I am going to give mine. This was tough. It was between Spencer and Brody, but Spencer, you know, based on kayfabe, had a little dip in form when he got shut down by Audrina, so it's going to the newcomer, Brody Jenner. For all the reasons we talked about, the guy is smooth, the guy is suave, and I want a bromance with him.
As they say, he's colder than the other side of the pillow.
Shouts, and RIP Stuart Scott. I almost said Stephen A. Smith, but he is alive. And now, let's, speaking of Stephen A. Smith, let's talk about other jabronis.
Jabroni, JABRONIXYZABC. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, who are you flushing down this time?
Heidi.
Whoa.
Jabroni!
I'm actually going to double up. I also say Heidi.
Jabroni!
Reasons.
Yeah, you can't, when you're really like somebody and going on the point of love, you can't pull the wool over their eyes with like a fake pregnancy and then be like, psych. So yeah, that's not a good look.
Yeah, not a fan of that move either. So sorry, Heidi, you are this week's
jabroni
of the week. All right, Sam, we got to jump in now to our most controversial of all segments. It's what date is it going to happen? It's trivia time, but what
January
date?
22nd,
all right.
2007.
All right, let's hit the drop.
Dude. I think you should come out here, right here, and come talk to me like that.
It's trivia time.
So we have not been great at this game. We've been just constantly hitting twos. We'll see if this changes this week. Sam, hit me with the first question.
All right. Question number one. On this date, this singer held the number one song for most of the month. Some may say that she is irreplaceable, just like her song title, but I think you would disagree. Who is this singer?
Irreplaceable? Is it Beyonce?
It is Beyonce.
Beyonce. Alright, shout to the Beehive.
Yeah, don't come after us.
One for one.
Alright, question number two. This precious metal prices surged to an all-time peak about 37K per ton in London trading, owing to concerns over dwindling stockpiles. I def wouldn't pay a quarter for it, though. What is this precious metal?
A quarter. Wait. I'm going to go with silver?
Nope. It is nickel.
Ah! Why'd you say
I said I def wouldn't pay quarter for it, though.
I was like, but a nickel's a nickel. I just played myself. Oh, man.
Got a little too smart on that one.
Yeah, I overthought it, and I pretty much...
You an idiot, you just yourself.
All right, question number three.
All right, on this day, scientists warn that blank will all but disappear from the Alps by 2050, and that most would be gone by 2037. Very scary. Hopefully Al Gore can get something done to fix this. What will be gone by then?
In the Alps? You can't be like the Dutch people.
Disappear. Yeah, it's not human beings.
Okay. Is it like snow, like snow caps? Snow?
It's glaciers.
Wait, did you say Alps? Or Arctic?
From the Alps.
Ooh.
No, from the Alps.
Wow. Dang. I wonder if they're still there.
Well, we're getting close.
Yeah. I was going to say, isn't there like that giant hole in the Arctic right now that they're like, I don't really know what that is.
Has that been there the whole time?
Yeah, it's kind of problematic. And then now they're like, oh, yeah, the super volcano in Yellowstone can like erupt.
Kill everyone.
Yeah, like pretty soon.
Yeah.
And they're and like, it should be another 600,000 years, but it could be sooner. It's like, so you mean like 500,000 or like 500 days? Like, you gotta be claro about this.
I mean, we got hurricanes, like, demolishing islands. We got wildfires destroying all the wine.
Earthquakes.
Like, we got problems.
Tornadoes are probably going to come in soon, too.
And that I think the winter is going to be, like, the worst yet in the Northeast.
Oh.
So.
Fun. What does that mean for me in the actual North? Well, I did say I already told you guys we're already in the 30s this week. So,
yeah, that was miserable.
Yeah, we didn't hit the 30s till like mid December last year. I was in a t-shirt.
It was like 80s 2 days ago in New York City. So,
oh boy. All right, let's cheer us up with hopefully the next question. It's going to be a death, isn't it?
Actually, two birthdays.
Oh, all right. Here we go. Happy times. Let's do it.
All right. Yeah, I'm usually a deaf guy, but all right. This rapper, young rapper, turned 9 on this day. It will take him a long time to finally figure out how to get everyone to watch him whip and watch him nay-nay. Which young rapper is this?
I know the song and the dance, because duh, awesome. I have no idea who sang
it. Watch me. Go. Yeah. Watch me.
Oh, no. Who sang that?
I think it's in the first line of the song.
I only know the chorus. Because I only watched it on Vine. I only know 6 seconds of that song. I see you dancing, and I'll dance along.
We're just whipping at each other.
He turned 9, and that was 10 years ago. So he's 19 now. Oh, no. I don't know who it is. Quavo, I don't know. Obviously
no,
not.
No, it's Cilento.
Pimento?
Cilento. S-I-L-E-N-T-O.
Oh,
I think the O has it, or the E has a... whatever the accent. Spanish thing, yeah. It's in Spanish, whatever that is.
Oh, this is literally the first time I'm hearing his name. So let's move on to the next question.
Oh, all right, you should be able to get this one.
Okay. Wait, how many do I have right? 1?
Yes.
So we're tied. Keeping the momentum of 2s. Let's do this one last.
You should be able to get this one.
Okay. All right.
This god amongst chefs turned 39 on this day, 3 years before he finally became the face of the Food Network. Without him, we as a world would have never found the long-lost city of Flavortown. Who is this chef?
I know we throw around the moniker The God pretty loosely, but it is clearly Chef Guy The God Fieri.
Yes, that is correct.
The mayor of Flavortown. Shouts to Guy Fieri. I think people are coming around to him now. He used to be the Nickelback of chefs, but he's done some like press that have gotten people to turn and, you know, be like, no, he's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's like he went down so far where like he started awesome. Like Diners and Drive-Ins and Dives was like awesome.
Right.
And then he jumped the shark, and then he became, like, so corny. Now it's like you've gone so corny that it's, like, cool again.
Well, you know, Guy, just ride that wave, man.
Which every one of us could only hope for that.
Yo, if they're like, you want to trade lives with Guy Fieri, I'd be like, hell yeah. I wouldn't even think about it. I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
Just eating, like, prime rib for, like, 5 days straight.
Yeah, I'll wear that shirt every day. I don't care. I'll sign Lean Cuisines. All right, so another great 2-point performance from us this week. Wow. Were we like just constantly high at 07?
Yeah, I don't know. Who knows what? It's actually a lot of war was going on.
Oh, yeah. I think I was avoiding those questions too.
Yeah, they're all like very complicated geopolitical questions, and I was like, I don't know what any of this is.
Oh, man. But yeah, so we're in January right now of 2007. We are about 6 months away from Sam and Marty meeting for the first time when Marty thought Sam was a robot. But that's a story for another time. But now we need some recommendations. So Sam, hit us up with a recommendation.
All right. So if it is cold in your neighborhood and you just want to stay inside, which I'm going to probably do this weekend, pick up yourself some Progresso soups. This past week, they're on sale at Key Foods. It was like $4 for $5. Great deal. It was like 2 servings in a can. These are big cans. So pick yourself up some Progresso soups. All right. Super delicious.
Not a sponsor, but yo, if we can get that Progresso money, I use your broth. Shout out to the good people at Progresso.
keep up the great work.
And I will recommend a book called 2 and 2, McSorley's, My Dad, and Me by author Rafe Bartholomew. It's about McSorley's Ale House, the oldest bar in New York City. His dad used to be a bartender there, so he basically grew up there. And they just talk about the locals and the history of McSorley's, and it's a super interesting read. Nice New York City history from the perspective of like actual locals in that bar. So worth a listen if you're doing audiobook, and worth a read if you're doing not audiobook. So yeah, is that a wrap? That's a wrap for this episode. Sam, where can the good people find us?
Yeah, find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check out our website at comingcleanpod.xyz. We are still waiting for that support on Patreon, patreon.com/comingcleanpod. If you don't know how to get there, just Google it. You can send us emails at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. And always, this is the big money driver. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcast. And don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. And tell all your friends about us.
Yes, please do. So enjoy your spooky Friday. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you to Radical Something for our theme song, Callie, Get Down. Always remember, for this weekend and always, Sam, what do the good people have to do?
Rep the red.
Worldwide peace.